Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about how to stay in question. And now this is something that's come up in my life big time in the last couple of weeks. I had some different interactions with people and trying to get projects finished and, you know, waiting for them to bring their piece and just couldn't quite get things, you know, the whole package to come together. It was like a million puzzle pieces and I just couldn't find that last piece in a couple of different projects. And, you know, I'll be honest, it was really frustrating, you know, like, you know, when you work so hard and you've got this vision and you're doing the steps and you're showing up and you're drinking your mineral water and you're doing your meditations and, oh, you're doing everything and it's not working. And so, you know, I went through this, you know, little bit of a, I'm going to take my toys home, universe, what's going on? And, you know, I just had a little bit of a hissy fit and that's fine. And so I sat in this place of real frustration for several hours one day. And I just was so angry and I thought, well, I'll go for a hike and that didn't help. And maybe I'll meditate. That didn't help. And then I talked to one of my girlfriends and that I think made it even worse because I probably re-imprinted everything that I just cleared. And it wasn't giving me the clarity that I was looking for. And as a coach, this is something that I bring into all of my coaching sessions and my readings with my clients is the art of questioning, staying in question. And what do I mean by that? When we stay in question, it's inviting the universe to come in and play with us. It's like leaving the doorway open, inviting those energies, inviting that awareness, that intuition, that spark, that creativity, those ideas. It's inviting your team, those energies, the benevolent energies, the angels, whatever you want to refer to that as, your spirit guides, it's inviting those energies into our world by staying in question. And so I realized that I hadn't asked a question for hours. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So I started with, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? Is obviously there was something keeping the energy stuck. And whenever something shows up in our world and it's sticking and it's stuck, there's something about that we have invited in or we've aligned and agreed with. There's a reason why it's there, that it's showing up in our world. And sometimes we create stuff in our world that we're just kind of shaking our heads going, what is that? And so everything that this is bringing up, I just want to destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And, you know, it's really quite powerful when we're really willing to look at everything that we've created in our world, everything that's working, everything that isn't quite working, you know, everywhere when we're willing to look at our own stuff. And I've mentioned this in other episodes, you know, Brené Brown, she talks about getting in the arena with our stuff, being vulnerable, addressing the shame, addressing all of that stuff. You know, when we're willing to look at it and we're willing to acknowledge it, that's when we can shift and change it. And again, I found one of the quickest ways to do that is really being honest with myself, really showing up in that place of honesty, and then really looking at it from a point of, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting? So I kept asking, what's right about this I'm not getting? And, you know, sometimes we can ask these questions and we have the awareness immediately. Sometimes it'll take a little bit of time for that awareness to land. Sometimes we read it in a book or we're guided to watch something on YouTube, maybe a TED talk, or we're guided to listen to a podcast, or there's a book on the shelf that just seems to be calling us and the answer is in that book. And so it's really about following that awareness, your awareness. And so everywhere that you're not willing to follow your awareness, oh, let's destroy and create a love that. And everywhere that you're blocking or limiting or shutting off your awareness, it almost looks like it comes down to a trickle in certain areas. Let's destroy and create all of that. For myself growing up, I realized that I shut my awareness off or I limited my awareness because I was aware of how I was aware of the world around me. And it almost became a defense mechanism. It almost became a way of protecting myself from being hurt, was to shut my awareness off. I was aware of something that I A, you know, maybe didn't want to deal with, B, thought I couldn't handle it, C, just didn't want to look at whatever that was, wasn't willing for the change that that would bring into my world. So everything that's bringing up, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And, you know, what I've found over the years is that when I shut my awareness off, when I block it, when I shut it off, when I'm not willing to see what is, the universe has a way of bringing that information into my world, and it'll hurt. Let me tell you, it will, you know, I've been knocked to my knees more than once because I've shut my awareness off. And again, that's from, you know, that's from my earlier years, you know, shutting my awareness off. I didn't want to see that the people around me were not kind. I didn't want to see that, you know, people were behaving in ways that were hurtful, or they weren't being authentic or true. They were maybe lying, and I just didn't want to be hurt. And so again, everything that this is bringing up and letting down, let's just destroy and uncreate it all. In all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And so I started to ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? And I started to get a little bit of awareness. And then when I started to get the awareness, then it kind of piggybacks onto more awareness and more questions. So then I started to ask, okay, what's right about me that I'm not getting? Because what happens for me, and you can relate to this, and if you don't relate to it, don't change what you're doing. Sometimes what happens is when I get frustrated about something, then I make me wrong. Well, I didn't do enough. I didn't do the right stuff. I must have missed something. I didn't ask the right question. And I go into kind of this blaming, shaming spiral thing where I make me wrong. And I think that that's something that, you know, and again, if this doesn't apply to you, don't pick it up. Just leave it. But I think that this is really something that we're taught, you know, it's something that, you know, we just instantly make ourselves wrong if something doesn't go right, that we're to blame, we dropped the ball, we didn't do something right. And that just perpetuates that wrongness, that judgment, that criticism. And that isn't going to create the world that you really want to live in. That isn't going to create more possibilities and more magic. That's just going to stifle the energy and just keep it stuck, because we can't create from that energy space. And so again, I kept asking, what's right about me that I'm not getting? And sometimes when I ask that question, the awareness or the clarity that comes up, it can be really emotional, because I have been used to judging myself and you know, not seeing the positives, not seeing the contribution that I make. And then, of course, I take it a step further. I'll keep digging. and I do have to be aware of when to stop digging. You know, years ago, I got on this journey of, you know, really addressing, you know, old wounds and patterns and beliefs and, you know, just looking at my stuff. And I would just be, you know, up to my elbows digging. And then I realized that I really wasn't living my life fully, because I was so focused on digging and healing. And when I started to let that go, I realized that I don't have to keep digging. I don't have to fix myself. There isn't anything wrong with me. I've never been wrong. And so everything that that's bringing up around being wrong, that you have to fix yourself, that maybe you're not good enough, that you know, you have to clean up the mess that everybody else has left behind. Everything that is, I'm not sure where that's coming from, but everything that is, we just want to grab all of that and destroy and uncreate it across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. So something else I play with then is, okay, what am I unwilling to be aware of with this? Could be a relationship, it could be a project, it could be an interaction with someone. What am I unwilling to be aware of with this that if I am aware will change everything dynamically? Yeah. And so again, everywhere you're not willing to be aware of the ease that's available in our world, in your world, let's destroy and create all of that. And again, you know, I have shut my awareness off countless times over the years. And that really was something that really became a game changer for me, was when I was willing to look at, okay, what is available right now that I'm not willing to acknowledge, not willing to receive, not willing to have, not willing to know. That if I am willing to receive it and have it and know it, that it'll change everything dynamically. And that's a powerful question. And again, sometimes that takes a little bit of time to unravel. And just knowing that as you stay in question, keep asking the questions, the answers will come. And just being open to how they're going to show up. There was something that had happened the other day. I was asking for clarity about a certain vendor that I was thinking of working with. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't line up the right timing to schedule a meeting. And so it would be like, okay, what's your schedule this week? Okay, well, I could meet Thursday, I could meet Monday. I gave a time frame, and then I wouldn't hear anything back. And I thought, that's weird. So then we would attempt to, okay, he'd come back a few days later. Okay, sorry, got distracted. Okay, how about Wednesday at this time? Okay, cool. Where do you want to go? And then again, there wouldn't be a concrete plan. And that I found so frustrating. It was so frustrating. And again, I went back to, okay, what's right about this? I'm not getting. And what was right about it was that he wasn't the right vendor. That when the right vendor, the right person, the right relationship, the right friendship, intimate partner, whatever that looks like, when the right energy comes in that's aligned with you, there's an ease to it. And so this is something I invite you to really be aware of, because sometimes I'll dig my heels in and go, no, there's got to be a way. I'm going to figure this out. What am I missing? And I just, I kind of bypass, wait a minute, is this even in alignment with me? Whenever it is. And so as soon as I realized that, I was able to let that energy go and not worry about it. And then I was able to move on and look at other vendors that were the right fit. And so just being aware of that, I think it's really being aware of, it makes me think of the serenity prayer. Again, I don't know it offhand. It's, give me the wisdom to know, the difference between, basically give me the awareness, the wisdom to know what to fight for, what to leave, what to walk away from, how to know the difference in between. And I really think that that comes back from being aligned with who we really are and being connected into our authentic self, whatever that looks like. And you know that you're connected into your authentic self because you just feel joy for no reason. You just feel happy and joy because that's just who you are. You're not trying to be something else. You're not trying to bend and conform and staple and shrink and, morph into something to fit into someone else's world. You're just willing to be you. And so everywhere that you're not willing to just be you in all of your amazingness, I just want to destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, or realities. Because I think, again, we get on that perpetual hamster wheel around, I'm not enough. Maybe if I did this, maybe I did, if I did that. There was somebody I met a couple of weeks ago, and we've talked about projections in other episodes, and projections are, thought projections that, we can project onto other people. Wow, that person is really sloppy, or wow, that person's a great dresser, or wow, that person sure talks a lot. And, just being aware of the projections that other people are directing at us, and being aware of the projections that we direct out. Because I don't think that we're aware of how many projections we're putting out into the world. And it was really quite interesting. I had this idea in my head that I was too loud. That I was too loud, and I kind of sat with it for a bit, and then I made myself wrong, and then I thought, well, maybe I need to be a little more quiet, and yeah, maybe I need to adjust my energy. I've got a big energy. Like when I walk in a room, boom, I'm here. And over time, I've learned to kind of adjust it so that my energy just sort of ebbs and flows, and whatever's required, and whatever will create more. And so yeah, I actually went into the wrongness of me, and I aligned and agreed. And probably resisted and reacted to what this person was projecting onto me, that I was too loud, that I was too something, too much muchness, too much, too much for them, because they wouldn't choose to be all of them. They wouldn't choose to be too much of who they are. And it's interesting because when we are just who we are, we're an invitation to other people to just step into that arena with us. Just step into that. Just be it. You don't have to do anything with it. You don't have to change it or alter it or cut it down to size or pin it or anything. You just be you. And it's an invitation to other people around you to do the same thing. And the people around you that don't want to do that, they're like, they're not willing to choose that for whatever reason, they'll make you wrong for you choosing it. Oh, you're so loud, or oh, geez, this or that. And it's really quite fascinating. And again, there's no judgment. We're just We're just having the awareness of where people are at, what they can hear, where they're operating from. Just like, you know some friends that you share openly about everything going on in your world. And then you've got those other friends where you just think, I don't know if they can hold sacred space for this. I don't know if they can hold space for this without judging, without trying to fix, without trying to come up with an idea, a game plan. And, you know, it's interesting because it's so important to allow our friends that space to talk it out, and just allowing them to be in a spin. If that's what they're choosing, be in the spin, just hold space for them. They'll eventually come out of it. Allowing them to be angry or upset or hurt, it's fine. We don't have to fix it. You know, there are people that I notice that kind of run around with like a fix it stamp. If there's a problem, fix it. If there's a problem, fix it. Tweak it. Fix it. Fix it. And it's just like, no. There was a teacher I met years ago, and she said she referred to it as superior bitching, where we think that we can handle it better than other people. And so everything that's bringing up, let's just destroy and uncradle of that. Everywhere we've been superior bitches, we'll destroy and uncradle of that. Everywhere we've been superior bitched, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. And, you know, it's, we've all done it, right? Especially if you have kids.
Oh,
that just brought up some stuff. Let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. Because, you know, we think we're coming from a place of kindness, not realizing that these little humans we've created they've got it figured out. So another question I started playing with after I kind of chewed into all of these different things that came up for me was, what's right about this I'm not getting? And what's possible now? So again, I kept asking, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? And I keep asking it until there isn't an energetic charge. And so an energetic charge is, it just kind of feels stuck to me. It feels like stuck, heavy energy. And so I keep asking, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting? What am I unwilling to be aware of? What else is possible? And when we ask those magic words, the universe will show us what else is possible. What else is possible with my business that I've never even thought of? What else is possible with my relationships that I've never even considered? What else is possible with this project that I haven't even tapped into yet? What else is possible? Universe, show me what else is possible. And you can say universe, God, Buddha, Allah, angels, guides, source, creator. It doesn't really matter. It's just asking. It's just inviting and invoking those unseen forces that are just waiting for us to invite them into our world to co-create with us. Some more ways that we can stay in question are, what can I do to change this? Again, if we're feeling that stuck energy, like it's not moving, we're starting to get frustrated, sometimes it means that we need to step away. I find sometimes I get so focused on getting something to work or getting something done, and then it kind of gets stuck. And it's actually not because I'm not doing the right things, or I've been slacking, or I haven't been showing up. It just means I need to take a break from it and then regroup and go back. And then something else that we can work with is, am I actually willing to create what I'd like to have? Sometimes we go in these circles, these perpetual circles of, I don't have this and I don't have that. And if you follow the work of Abraham Hicks with Esther Hicks, they talk about that. Don't focus on what you don't have, because the universe doesn't decipher between what you really want and what you don't want. And so that's why it's so important to harness our mind and make it work for us. Focusing on what we don't have will keep that energy. We'll keep bringing things to us that say, yeah, okay, yeah, I don't, oh geez, you know, I don't have this romantic person in my life that I'd like to spend time with and get to know. Okay, cool. And that could turn into months, years, instead of saying, thank you for bringing me the right person. Thank you for aligning me with somebody that I can get to know, someone who is romantic and kind. And, you know, you can fill in the blanks however you'd like to, and just let the universe work their magic. And it's really quite fascinating, because it's, you know, when we look at, you know, am I willing to create what it is that I'd like? Sometimes we don't even know what it is. So everywhere you're not willing to acknowledge what it is that you'd like to create, let's destroy and uncradle of that. Everywhere you're you're not willing to create whatever it is because you think, you know, maybe you're too old, you're too young, you don't have the training, you haven't been in the trenches, somebody told you that you can't, somebody else took the idea and ran with it. There's something with that. So that somebody took the idea and ran with it. I'll tell you what, pretty much every topic that we could talk about, there's been something written about it. There's a blog post, there's an article, there's a podcast, there's a book that's been written, there could be a podcast, there could be a TED talk. So there's so much information out there that, yes, it's already been shared. It isn't necessarily brand spanking new, but it doesn't have your frequency. It doesn't have your energetics to go along with it to make it new and exciting. And so I'm not sure who that's for, but everywhere you're not willing to step out because it's already been done, let's destroy it and create all of that because you have your flavor, you have your unique spin that you'll put on something and make it new, and that will reach the people that are meant to find you. So everything that's bringing up and letting down, let's destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And what would change if I chose to be aware of what is? Sometimes we decide that the change is too much. Like we might lose a relationship. We might have that, you know, subconscious or unconscious awareness that, wow, if I'm really aware of what's going on here, I'll lose this relationship. Or I'll lose this marriage. You know, my business will shift. I'll have to do things differently. You know, and that can be really scary, right? So everything that is, let's just destroy and create all of that. I did that for years in my own marriage. I was aware of certain behavior, caught a whiff of it, but I wasn't willing to change it. I wasn't willing to, at that time, I thought I would be losing my family if I was aware of everything that was going on. But nothing could be further from the truth. We can't lose anything. If someone is meant to be in our life, I believe that they will be in our life, that the universe will conspire to keep that person in our world as long as it's a contribution. And it's up to us to know, okay, when that contribution is no longer there. And not to say that we don't need them anymore, they're not serving us. No, it's just the relationship has ran its course. And so, if I had chosen to be aware, my whole world would have changed dynamically several years ago. And at that time, I wasn't willing to go into that. I wasn't willing to go into the uncertainty. What was that going to look like? Oh my God. Part of that was because I wasn't trusting that the universe had my back. Part of that was because I couldn't see what was coming on the other side of that. So then I was scared that I couldn't see it, so I didn't know, so I just stayed. I stayed in a relationship that actually wasn't a contribution anymore. And so everything that's bringing up and letting down, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Because yeah, you know, it's when we start to realize that, you know, relationships can end with ease and grace. We don't have to choose drama, trauma, yelling, anger, blame, shame. We don't have to choose any of that. We can if we'd like. It's always just a choice. But it's, you know, growing up, I remember watching the people around me interacting, you know, family and friends. And it just seemed like when a relationship ended, it had to be somebody was wrong and they were bad. And there had to be this big thing around the ending. And then I've been playing with that in the last few years. I thought, what if we just end the relationship? It doesn't have to be this big drawn out thing. You're wrong, this and that. We don't need to negotiate. We, you know, oftentimes there's one person that doesn't want the relationship to end. And we don't need to try to manipulate or coerce or, you know, keep that person no matter what. Again, bending and stapling and changing ourselves to maybe convince them to stay, that, you know, we're really great, they should stay. And so, yeah, just realizing that, you know, relationships can end on a happy note, happy endings, whether it's a relationship with a vendor or a publicist, you know, or your boss, your partner, your husband, your wife, your child. Maybe it's a relationship with you. Maybe there's some aspects of you that in order to up level and grow, you need to end and let that go. A different way of being. I used to be able to go into anger really quick, just saying. Instead of being aware of what was going on, I would just go into anger and I'd be angry and I would want to blame people. And then I realized, okay, like enough of this. Like what am I avoiding by not doing the work, not looking at what's really going on? And so what's interesting is, whenever something really good happens, I'll say, thank you. Can I have more? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I always acknowledge and bring the gratitude in when something is working. And thank you. Can I have more? What else is possible? And everywhere you're not willing to ask for more, let's just destroy any cradle of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Yeah, somewhere along the line, we were taught to not be greedy, to not take more than our share, to put other people before us, put their needs before us, that's what being a good person was, or a good girl even. So everything that just brought up, let's just destroy and cradle of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And yeah, everywhere that you're choosing to be unaware, you're choosing to shut that off or block it or not willing to receive it for whatever reason, let's just destroy and cradle of that. And it's interesting because if there's some aspect of your world that isn't flowing, that isn't working, it's because we're not being aware of what's really happening. That we have shut our awareness off. And then it's like shutting our awareness off that bringing this new person into our world actually isn't a contribution, but we like them, or maybe we're a little bit lonely, we're wanting to meet new people, and then this person shows up and we're like, oh, this is so exciting, a new person, I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. But we don't really ask enough questions. Is this person going to contribute to my life? Am I going to contribute to their life? Is this going to be a joyous experience? Is this going to be fun for everyone involved? And when we don't ask those questions and we kind of shut our awareness off, put our blinders on, that energy that isn't aligned with us will start to infiltrate our world. And then pretty soon it just starts to create a little bit of a mess, could be a big mess. The longer it goes on, there was somebody I was chatting with the other day. She had said that she was ready to she had divorced and she had was starting to date and was really ready to start meeting someone that she could get to know and spend time with. And she met this one gentleman, and she said there was just something off about the energy. She just couldn't really pinpoint it. And then she said he had had an accident. And then she was helping him as he went through his rehabilitation. And you fast forward 6 months of her life, and she just wasn't, she knew from the get-go that this wasn't the right relationship for her at that time. And it wasn't anything about that the guy was bad or he was wrong. It wasn't aligned. It wasn't the right fit. And so she kind of went into the wrongness of her, geez, why did I do that? And I wasted six months of my life with this guy, and it's not going to go anywhere. And he da, 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 da. And then we really started to look at that, and she was able to see, oh, I went against my better judgment. I knew that this guy wasn't part of my end game to find the person that I'm meant to be with, or that will contribute the most to my world, however you want to look at that. So she went against that, and she felt bad for him and wanted to help him. And then that energy just kind of kept going. And so it was really interesting. It was cool that she was able to acknowledge that, because again, when we acknowledge it, then we can shift it and change it. And it's so important not to make you wrong. So then she started asking, okay, cool. What's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about it was that she's an incredibly caring person. And she didn't want to leave the guy stranded. She wanted to help him. And so she was able to really see the positive qualities of herself. And then she just kept asking, okay, what else is possible? So she ended the relationship. And I think a few months later, she eventually met her current husband, which was beautiful. So it gave her a chance to get really clear. Sometimes things show up in our world. Yes, if there's some sort of hiccup or something isn't working, it's because we're choosing unawareness somewhere, and that energy is perpetuating and filling into our world where it doesn't need to be, where it's not creating more. And again, when we're willing to look at that, we're gaining more clarity about what works for us and what doesn't. And oftentimes we need to have the experience to have the aha moments. And as an intuitive, sometimes I think, well, why do I have to have the experiences? I can just utilize my skill set. And that's actually not how it works. Like, I actually need to experience the bumps and you know, the hiccups and the less than ideal situations, so that I'm really able to appreciate when it is a wonderful contribution to my life, and really helps me to narrow down and be really super focused. And again, once you know it and acknowledge it, then you can change it. And you can start to ask questions like, what is my reality with money? What is my reality with my relationships? What is my reality with my friendships? Am I a great friend? Do I show up? Do I like to, you know, sit and gossip? Do I superior bitch? You know, like really being honest. What is my reality with my friendships, and how would I like to change that? What would I like to bring more of in? Again, focusing on what we'd like to have, not what is. Having gratitude for what is, if it's working, absolutely. And so everywhere that you're not willing to choose for you, to choose what works for you, regardless of how the people around you respond, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And if anything was possible, what would you create? If the sky was the limit and you could create anything, what would it be? Is it a book? Is it a new YouTube channel? Is it an incredible relationship where you feel honored and loved and cared for, and it just lights you up? What is that? If anything was possible, what would you create? And so everywhere you're not willing to choose for you, let's just destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And we'll run that again. Everywhere you're not willing to choose for you, let's destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And yeah, so staying in question. So the next time, because we know there will be a next time, the next time you feel frustrated or you feel stuck and it's perpetuating and it's not lifting, there isn't ease. First of all, acknowledge, okay, everywhere I'm not choosing ease with this, let's destroy and create all of that. Everywhere I'm not willing to just have the clarity and just move past this, let's destroy and create all of that. And then really staying in question. Okay, what is this? How do I shift it? How do I change it? Is there something I'm not willing to see? I'm not willing to be honest with myself about that, if I were honest, would just start to dissipate it immediately. So what is that, right? And just really, really being willing to look at our own stuff from a place of kindness. Because if we add more judgment onto us, we're just going to stick that energy even more. And so really, really coming from a place of kindness, what does that look like? Being kind to us, being kind to those around us, and really staying in question, and really, really letting the universe come in and co-create with us and play. And so everywhere you're not allowing the universe to come in and co-create, let's destroy it and create all of that. And everywhere that you think you have to do it all on your own, let's destroy it and create all of that. And everywhere you're not willing to acknowledge that the universe is lining things up just as you're asking, let's destroy it and create all of that. And everywhere that you don't believe that you can have ease in your life, let's destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Well, there you have it. Play with staying in question. And again, I love your emails. I love the questions. I appreciate you spending this time with me, stepping into this arena with me. And if there are any topics that you would like me to do an episode on, please reach out. Please let me know. I'm always looking for new inspiration, new ideas. If there's anything that that you would really like to learn more about or hear more about, let me know. I send you mountains of love. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.